यशोदानन्दन व्रज जन रञ्जन यशोदानन्दन व्रज जन रञ्जन यमुनाधीरावनचारी यमुनाधीरावनचारी जयो राधा माधव कुञ्ज विहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानन्दन व्रज जन रञ्जन यमुनातीरावनचारी जयो राधा माधव कुञ्ज विहारी जयो राधा माधव कुञ्ज विहारी ज्यों विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर सदश्री श्रीमद इज डूइंग ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की ज्यों विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर सदश्री श्रीमद हिज डिवेन ग्रेस श्रील भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर श्रील प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुतीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवतसेवया भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 6 चैप्टर 3 टेक्स्ट 22। दिस चैप्टर इज एंटाइटल्ड यमराज इंस्ट्रक्ट हिज मैसेंजर्स। एतावान् एव लोकेस्मिन् पुंसां धर्म परा स्मृता भक्तियोगो भगवति तन्नाम ग्रहणादिभिः। एतावानेव लोकेस्मिन् पुंसां धर्म परा स्मृता भक्तियोगो भगवति तन्नाम ग्रहणादिभिः। एतावानेव लोकेस्मिन् पुंसां धर्मपरा स्मृता भक्तियोगो भगवति தன்னாம கிரகணாதிபி ஏதாவானேவ லோகேஸ்மின் பும்சாம் தர்ம பரஸ்மிருதா பக்தி யோகோ பகவதி தன்னாம கிரகணாதிபி. Madajis. ஏதாவானேவ லோகேஸ்மின் ஏதாவான் திஸ் மச் ஏவா இன்டீட் லோகேஸ்மின் இன் திஸ் மெட்டீரியல் வேர்ல்ட் பும்சாம் ஆஃப் த லிவிங் என்டிட்டீஸ் தர்மா த ரிலீஜியஸ் பிரின்சிபல்ஸ் பரா டிரான்சண்டல் ஸ்மிருதா ரெகக்னைஸ்ட் பக்தி யோகா ஆர் டிவோஷனல் சர்வீஸ் Bhagavati to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, not to the demigods. Tat, His, Nama of the Holy Name, Grahana Adibhi, beginning with chanting. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Devotional service, beginning with the chanting of the Holy Name of the Lord, is the ultimate religious principle for the living entity in human society. Purport. As stated in the previous verse, Dharmam Bhagavadam, real religious principles are Bhagavata Dharma, the principles described in Srimad Bhagavadam itself or in Bhagavad Gita, the preliminary study of the Bhagavadam. What are these principles? The Bhagavadam says, Dharma Projita Gaida Votra. In Srimad Bhagavadam, there are no cheating religious systems. Everything in Bhagavadam is directly connected with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Bhagavadam further says, Savai Pumsam Baro Dharmo Yado Bhakti Rathokshaje. The Supreme Religion is that which teaches its followers how to love the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is beyond the reach of experiment and knowledge. Such a religious system begins with Tan Nama Grahana, chanting of the holy name of the Lord, Sravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasevanam. After chanting the holy name of the Lord and dancing in ecstasy, one gradually sees the form of the Lord, the pastimes of the Lord, and the transcendental qualities of the Lord. This way, one fully understands the situation of the personality of Godhead. One can come to this understanding of the Lord, how he descends into this material world, how he takes his birth, and what activities he performs, but one can know this only by executing devotional service. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Bhaktya Mam Abhijanadi, simply by devotional service, one can understand everything about the Supreme Lord. If one fortunately understands the Supreme Lord in this way, the result is Tektva Deham Punarjanma Naiti. After giving up this material body, he no longer has to take birth in this material world. Instead, he returns home back to Godhead. That is the ultimate perfection. Therefore, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Mam upetya punarjanma dukkhale mashashvadam napnuvandi mahatmana samsittim paramam gadi. Paramam gada. After attaining me, the great souls who are yogis in devotion never return to this temporary world, which is full of miseries, because they have attained the highest perfection.
Mok agyana timirandasya gyananjana chalakaya chakshurun militam yena tasmai sri gurave nama nama om vishnu padaya krishna preshtaya bhudale srimade bhakti vedanta swamin idinamine namaste saraswate deve gauravani pracharine nirvishesha shunyavadi paschatya deshatarine jay sri krishna chaitanya prabhu nityananda sri advaita gadadhara srivasadi gaura bhakta vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Okay, Hare Krishna. So, in this chapter, basically, Yamaraj is instructing his assistants, Yamadutas. So, after having a setback from capturing Ajamila, when they saw the Vishnadutas, and they got bewildered. Generally, every person, you know, working under a master feels that his master is the best or the supreme. Not exactly nowadays. Now people have different understanding. But generally in earlier days, that was the... So generally earlier days, they were very loyal and they have that understanding. Okay. So, Yamadutas also came back to Yamaraj and started asking. I mean, we thought you are the only master, you are the supreme master in this world, and on your behalf we are going to get that Ajamil who has done such a nasty, sinful activities. But how come these very beautiful, very attractive personalities came and they captured, they overpowered us? How it can be possible? And then further to that, so Yamaraj is explaining to them, no, even I am not the supreme person. Krishna, the Bhagavan is the supreme personality of Godhead. We are all his assistant, we are executing, and there is the different levels of dharma also. And it is very difficult to understand the dharma. That was the previous verse telling, who can understand dharmam guhyam visuttham? Guhyam means it's very difficult to understand what is dharma, right? So Gita says even to understand what is karma, gahana, karmano gati. Even to understand what is our action, reaction and all those things itself is difficult. So dharma is further away to what exactly to do that. So in Mahabharata, it says that how to understand this dharma? Because we are supposed to follow dharma, and dharma is very guhya. It doesn't make sense. Means all the living entities are supposed to follow dharma, and Bhagavatam says it is very secret and very difficult. So then how we are supposed to get it? Generally, like in Ramanujacharya's pastime, then I think Goshtipurna calls him and tells that, I am going to give you a very secret mantra. By chanting that, you can go to Vaikunda. Om Namo Narayanaya. What did he do after that? He goes to the Gopura of that temple. I don't remember which Goshtia, some temple. Tirukoshti, I don't know. Tirukoshti or something. the temple and he announces, he calls everybody, please come, I have some important message to pass on. And then he publicly says that, you know, if you chant this mantra, Om Namo Narayanaya, you can easily go to Vaikuntha. Then Goshtipurna, when he came down, Goshtipurna was chastising him. I told you, don't tell anybody, you will go to hell. Okay, if one person go to the hell and rest everyone can go to Vaikuntha, what is the problem? I mean, I am ready to bear. So that is the compassion nature of Acharyas. So Tarko Pratishto Surdhyo Vibhinnam. Naso Rishiryasya Madamna Bhinnam Dharmasya Dattam Nihitam Guhaya Mahajano Yena Gatasupanta. So what to understand what is our dharma? What is the real dharma? It is not so easy. It cannot be understood by Tarka. Tarka cannot establish the real dharma. And it says, Dana, you don't try to understand bhakti by your yukti. You need yukti to understand bhakti, but yukti cannot be the sole, yukti cannot establish, it cannot be the only method by which you try to understand bhakti. Bhakti is beyond that. Yukti cannot take you to the conclusions of bhakti. Yuktistu kevala bhaktiya, Rupa Goswami says in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu that. Because why? Somebody else having a better understanding or better logic, they can come and change your yukti. That's how this verse says, Tarko pratishto sudayo vibhinnam. Na asu rishir yasya madhamna bhinnam. Who can be a rishi if he doesn't have a different opinion from others? How can he be a rishi? Every rishi has its own opinions. So everybody is concluding different ideas from the same scriptures. So it is very challenging for a normal person to understand what is actually bhakti or what is our dharma. So that's why dharmasya tattvam nihitam guhaya. And it is very difficult to understand. And especially in this age of Kali. So that can be only be understood by Mahajano Yena Gadasa Panta. And in the beginning of Bhagavatam also we can see the same, Vyasadeva was very despondent, not satisfied. He has given all the Vedic scriptures, all the Vedas he has written, categorized everything, Puranas he has written, Itihasas everything written. But he was not feeling the satisfaction. So he understood something is wrong. So he was trying to understand or figure it out. He couldn't. So he was meditating on his guru, Narada Muni. So Narada Muni came and he says that Yadha dharma adayas chartha muni varyanu kirtana na tata vasudevasya mahima hi anuvarnita. So what is the cause of your despondency? Muni varya, O great sage, Anukirtitina. Na Anukirtina. Means you have not explained or elaborated on what? Vasudeva Mahima. You have not explained directly what is the glories of the Lord. That is the cause of your despondency. And Prabhupada says that, it was a deliberate avoidance. In the purport, Prabhupada says that the root cause of the despondency of Vyasadeva was his deliberate avoidance of glorifying the Lord in his various editions of Puranas. Why deliberate avoidance? It was again hidden, guhyam. But again, Narada Muni was very compassionate. Why you want to keep it very secret? Make it open. That is the nature of Acharyas. Because the entire Vedic literature is speaking mainly about Kamya karmas. They are only speaking about the Purusharthas, Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha. In Gita also, Krishna rejects that in the very second chapter itself, that you know, don't get Vedavadarada Partha, you know, don't get attracted by the flowery words of the scriptures. He says, Traigunya Vishaya Veda, Nistraigunya Bhavarjuna. Traigunya Vishaya Veda, the Vedas, you know, speaks about all the three gunas, in the sense, how you can get the dharma, artha, kama, moksha, go to heavenly planets, and how can you enjoy. These are the main subject matters of it. Don't get, you have to come above that. So Bhagavatam says, dharmasya hi apavargasya nartho arthaya kalpade, nartasya dharmaikantasya kamo labhaya smriti. Kamasya nendriya pridir labho jiveta yavada jivasya tatta jinyasa nartho yascheha karma bhi. No? Dharmasya hi apavargasya. So generally people feel that dharma, by practicing a religious life, I can get more artha. Means people are aware of sinful activities and the hell and all those things. So they wanted to be very pious. Dharma, by that they wanted to gain artha. And then by artha, what they want to do? Kama. They want to satisfy their senses. And then at the last, they may look for moksha. So most of the time people are only looking up to moksha. Means for them, many of them is going to heavenly planets. So that is the general understanding of the people. But Bhagavatam very clearly says that dharmasya hi apavargasya nartho arthaya kalpate. Yes, but you can do kamasya nendri pridir jivo labheta yavata. Labho jiveta yavata. You know, it cannot be possible for a human being to completely reject all the material enjoyments. You need certain type of enjoyment because you are in this body. That body needs certain facilities. Depends, varies from person to person. You can have it, but that should not be your goal. What should be your goal? Jivasya tattva jignyasa. The goal of this life is to understand what is tattva jignyasa. What is the goal of our life? That we should try to look into that. That should be our goal, you know. Because all other paths, they definitely distract us from the bhakti. Karma, jnana, upasana, all these khandas which is described in the other Vedic scriptures is actually a distraction for bhakti. In a Brihad Bhagavadamritam, Sanatana Goswami says that, you know, karma vikshepakam tasya vairagyam rasashoshakam jnanam hanigaram tachat choditam tu anuyatitam. Karma vikshepakam. The karma means the ritual part of the Vedas, they actually, vikshepakam means it become a distraction for bhakti. Karma vikshepakam. And then vairagyam rasashoshakam. Vairagya coming from the jnana. The path of jnana that induces vairagya, that becomes rasa shoshakam. Rasa shoshakam means it dries up one's transcendental taste. Shoshan means it's drying up. It becomes very dry renunciation. You know, karma vikshepakam tasya vairagyam rasa shoshakam. Jnanam hanikaram. Too much of jnana is also hanikaram to bhakti. You know. But tat shotitam tu aniyatitam. But when these are get purified by bhakti, actually they can also help bhakti. You know, aniyati tam. They can serve faithfully bhakti. But shotitam. Now shodhan karna padega. Usko purify karna padega. We have to get purified. That by engaging all these elements in the service of the Lord, we can get. You know. So that's why in the beginning of the Srimad Bhagavatam, it very outrightly rejects all these bogus religious principles. You know, dharma projita gaida votra paramo nirmat saranam satam
वेद्यं वास्तवमत्र वस्तु शिवदं तापत्रयोन्मूलनं श्रीमद्भागवते महामुनिकृते किं वापरैरीश्वर सद्यो हृदि अवरुध्यतेऽत्र कृतिभि शुश्रूषुभि तक्षणात्. सो इन द वेरी बिगिनिंग ओनली श्रीमद् भागवतम इज रिजेक्टिंग ऑल दिस टाइप ऑफ फॉल्टी ईडियाज ऑफ रिलीजियन. इट्स ओनली स्पीकिंग अबाउट प्योर भक्ति. एंटायर श्रीमद् भागवतम फ्रॉम एनीवेयर यू टेक यू कैन सी इट इज ओनली ग्लोरिफाइंग अनलॉयड डिवोशन टू द लॉर्ड. धर्म प्रोचित धर्म प्रोचित कैतव इट इज रिजेक्टिंग ऑल अदर रिलीजियस methods. Prochita. Ujjita Kaitava means completely rejecting materially motivated with a desire for result. Sridhar Swami says that Ujjita means it is completely rejecting all the material type of material desires which fulfill the Karmakanda aspect which actually gives. And he says the suffix of Prochita, pro, he says an even liberation it is rejecting it. At the best people have the desire is to get liberated from this material world. Even that has been rejected by Srimad Bhagavatam. And Paramo, it propounds the highest truth. Nirmatsaranam satam. But it can be only understood by Nirmatsara, non-envious people. And in the Purport, Prabhupada mentions about three levels of that envy. That one is, what is Nirmatsarana means? Free from the general material envy. And then he become well-wisher to everyone. And thirdly, he tried to establish a competitionless society. Vastavam Vastu. There is only one Vastava Vastu. That is the Lord. And he speaks about that. So basically this Srimad Bhagavatam discusses only about the Lord, that Vastava Vastu, which is the ultimate substance. Not like any Dravya or other material elements he is speaking. It is speaking only about the ultimate object. And Shivadam, which is for the welfare of all the living entities. Okay. And it also Tapatrayan Mulanam. It also uproot all the tapatraya, adi devik, adi bhaudik, adhyatmik. It removes that. And mahamuni krite kimva parer. So kimva parer, what is the need of any other scriptures then? Mahamuni krite. It is sufficient for God realizations. Prabhupada says that. And then what is the result? Ishvara sadyo hridi avarichyate. It establishes the Lord in the heart. Immediately. So after stating that, that the Bhagavatam rejects all type of other religious principle other than Shuddha Bhakti, so then Bhagavatam goes on to explain the the Naimisharanya, the Shaunakadi Rishis, they start asking questions. And their question itself, the first question itself was what? Pumsam Ekandada Shreya. What is the ultimate benefit? That means, what is the dharma of what should be a person should be doing? Right. So we can see it. Those who are very great personalities, Mahatmas, they are always concerned with the well-being of all other living entities. So they keep asking such questions. Even Parikshit Maharaj also asks the similar questions. So tatra tatnya swayashman bhavata yat vinischitam pumsam ekantata shreyas tanna samshitam arhasi. Pumsam ekantata shreya. Shreyas. They are not asking for the prayers. Shreyas. Ekantata. The absolute. What is shreyas for the living entities? What is it? What the people will be looking for? Sukadeva Goswami, Parishita Maharaj also asked in the 19th chapter, Ada Prichami Samsiti Pur what is the next line? Atha prichami samsiddhim yoginam paramam guru purushasyah yat karyam mriyamana sya sarvada. So he is also asking that atha prichami samsiddhim yoginam paramam guru purushasyah yat karyam yoginam paramam purushasyah yat karyam mriyamanasya sarvada. Purushasyeha, what is, a person should do sarvada, always. What should be the duty of a person at all times, and especially mriyamanasya, when he is at the, nearing to the death. So Bhagavadam is speaking about only that activity, means whether you are nearing, because nobody knows when you are going to die. So what is Shreyas for these human beings? The reason is, even though Vyasadeva has given so much of scriptures, Prayana Alpayusha Sabhya Kalau Asmin Yuge Jana Manda Sumanda Madayo Manda Bhagyahi Ubadrita. It's very difficult for them to understand all these Vedic scriptures. Because Alpayusha, they have very low life. Means they don't know. In the previous yugas, people have a long, long life. They can do 60,000 years of tapasya, 10,000, like that. But prayana alpayusha means almost everybody has very low duration of life. Manda, and they are very lazy. Then sumanda matayo, they are misguided. And mandabhagya, because they are in Kali Yuga, they are already very unfortunate people. That's why they have took birth in the Kali Yuga itself. And above all, upadruta, they are highly disturbed. They don't need any specific cause to get disturbed. Means always worried and disturbed. And we don't need any explanation. We all experiencing it ourselves. So then the second question asked by the sages is something related to that only again. They are saying, okay, so what is Shreyas? And then what is the Sara? Because to cover up all these scriptures to understand what I am supposed to do, what is the Dharma, is very difficult. Bhurini bhuri karmani srotavyani vibhagasha atha sadhotra yat saram samudhritya manishaya bruhi bhadraya bhodanam yenatma suprasitati. Yenatma suprasitati, by which the jivas will get satisfied. And what is that saram? Yet saram. So what is Shreyas and what is saram? That was the beginning itself. Srimad Bhagavatam is trying to explain that. And Suda Goswami gives what is the Shreyas. Savai pamsam paro dharmo yado bhaktir adhokshache. Akhaitogi apritihata yayatma suprasitati. Athokshach. Prabhupada says athokshach here. Yeah. Paro dharmo edo bhakti athokshach. The supreme religion is that which teaches its followers how to love Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is beyond the reach of experiment and knowledge. Athokshach. Akshaja. Akshaja means, Prabhupada explains in that one place that what is athokshach? Akshaja. Akshaja means aksha, from anything coming from the alphabet A to ksha. Means entire vocabulary is covered in that. Ja. And Lord is beyond that. Ada akshaja. So it cannot be identified, the person, Supreme Personality of God cannot be understood by our mundane knowledge or mundane experimental setups. Practically no material world can glorify the Lord. Means he is beyond that. Adhokshacha. Savai pumsam paro dharma yado bhaktir adhokshache ahaituki apratihata ye atma suprasitati. Paro dharma. This is the ultimate dharma. So what is ultimate dharma? Totally bhakti to adhokshacha. That is the paro dharma. The the present words also dharma para, and then the ultimate principles of dharma. So Bhagavadam is speaking only about that ultimate dharma. You know. What is that? What is the saram, the essence of it? Vasudeve Bhagavati, Bhakti Yoga, Prayojidha, Janayatyashu Vairagyam Jnanam Chat Ahaitukam. Vasudeve Bhagavati, Bhakti Yoga. You have to do the bhakti to Vasudeva. So there is no other way. You know. So only through bhakti we can understand the Lord. Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, everything says that. Very repeatedly it says that. If you want to know the Lord, you can only understand Him by bhakti, unalloyed. And in the 11th chapter Gita, He says, Bhaktya tu ananya shakya, ahamevam vidorjuna, jnadum drishtum cha tattvena, praveshtum cha parandava. Ananya bhakti. Bhaktya tu ananya shakya. You can only understand me by ananya bhakti, unalloyed. Ananya bhakti, that is only thing we can, by, that is only means by which we can understand the Lord, not by anything. You know? Bhaktya tushyati kevalam. You know? Krishna can be only be pleased by bhakti. You know? Bhaktyeham ekaya grahya. Bhagavatam says again. Bhaktyamam abhijanati. So there are many places we can see the Shastra says that repeatedly that Krishna can be only be understood by bhakti. You know. And even Hanumanji says in the 5th canto that Kimburishaloka, na janma noonam bhavadona. Not by your material qualities you can understand the Lord. Krishna is not pleased with that. In the 11th canto, the verse comes that Kim Chitra Machuda Taveda Dasesha Bandhu Dasesh Vanenya Saraneshu Yadatma Sadam Yo Rojayas Sakamragai Swayamishiranam Srimad Kirida Tatapidida Pata Pitei. You know, it's a describing about the mercy of the Lord means. Srimad Kirida Patata Srimad Kirida Tatapidida Pata Pitei. So there, Brahma, Indra and all these big, big demigods or the big, big personalities of this material world, they are standing in line, queuing up. For what? Just to touch their tip of the crown at the Lord, even not at the feet, but Pada Pitha, where the Lord keeps His feet. They are waiting in line to do that. But what He is doing? He is roaming around with the monkeys. Kim Chitra Machuta Taveda Sesha Bandhu Dasyeshu Ananya Charaneshu Yatatma Sadam Ananya Charaneshu. That is the quality of the Lord. If somebody is taking Ananya Sharana of the Lord, he just forgot about everything else. He gives completely to that person. So otherwise, why these monkeys get such an opportunity? Means even Brahma and others are waiting and he is spending his time with the monkeys. And what a astonishing scene to be seen that. You know. So not by our material qualifications or our intellectual pursuit we can please the Lord. It's very simple. That's why Prabhupada says, you know, bhakti is very simple. Simple for the simple but. But you don't make it complicated by using so much of analytics and analysis and all those things. Finally you only get paralyzed by that. You will not be able to understand it. You know. And especially in this Kali Yuga, it's very easy to please the Lord. How we can perform the bhakti? Kaler doshanide rajan astihi eko mahan guna kirtana deva krishnasya mukta sanka param vrajet. You know, kalau doshanide rajan, even though in this Kali Yuga there is a lot of, you know, it's full of fault, but there is only one good quality is there. You know, kirtana deva krishnasya mukta sanka param vrajet. You can easily please and easily get out of this material world by Kirtanat Eva Krishnasya. Just by chanting the holy name of the Lord. You know. So that's the same. Etava Neke Lokesmin Pumsan Dharma Parasmita bhakti yogo bhagavati tannama grihanadibi. Tannama grihanadibi. Just by taking the names, you know, adibi means the bhakti devotional service starts. So kalor dosha nithe rajan, kirtana deva krishnasi. Even Srimad Bhagavatam concludes with Nama Sankirtanam. Yes, yeah. That. So there is only one way. No other way for us. Kirtana Deva Krishnasya. You know. Because Krite Dhyayado Vishnum Tredayam Yajado Magair Dwabare Paricharyayam Kalotas Hari Kirtanat. You know. So in different yugas, different methods have been given. But in Kali Yuga it is Kirtanat Eva Krishnasya. You know. So in Chaitanya Charitamrita, when in the Sanatana Shiksha, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that Bhajanera Mathya Sreshta Navavida Bhakti Sravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Pada Sevanam Archanam Vandanam Dasyam Sakhyam. So Navavida Bhakti is the best. You know? Krishna Prema Krishna Dide Dhare Mahashakti. They can give Krishna. But Tara Mathya Sarva Sreshta Nama Sankirtana. Even among the nine devotional service, the even among the nine processes, Nama Sankirtana is the best. Niraparade Nama Lavile Paya Premathan. But only one condition, Niraparadhi. Without having offenses, we should take the holy name of the Lord. And in the Chaitanya Shishtashtam, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that, you know, in the second verse, Namna Magari Bahuda Anija Sarva Saktis Tattarpida Na Niyamena Kala. Eta Drishit Tava Kripa Bhagavan Mamabi Durdevam Idrisham Ihajani Na Anuragaha. So it's very easy to perform this Harinama Sankirtan in this Kali Yuga. Nija Sarva Shakti. He has invested all his energy into the Nama. You know? So the Nama and the Nami is not different. Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasavigraha Purna Shuddho Nitya Mukto Abhinnatva Nama Namino. There is no difference between the Nama and the Nami. And he has invested complete energy. There is no difference between the Lord and his names because he is absolute. You know, there is no difference. You know. So whether you know it or don't know, he is present there. And it has its power. You know. And this cannot be understood or grasped by our material senses. Adha Sri Krishna Namadi na bhavet grahyam indriyai. Only by service. Sevan mukhvehi jihadu swayameva spiratyate. Because this is revealed internally through our sadhana bhakti. Kriti prakatya means it is revealed, or it is just just like the sun is uncovered by the clouds, it can be uncovered from our anarthas and all those things. So the Nama is very powerful. Kali Kale Nama Rube Krishna Avatar. So Krishna is descending in this Kali Yuga as the holy name. So Namna Makari Bahuda Nija Sarva Shakti, means tatrarpita na niyamena na niyama. So there is no strict rules and regulations for chanting the holy name of the Lord, because in all other processes there is rules and regulations are there. You take any other process, there is strict rules, and if you miss any of them, you don't get the result. So that is the beauty of bhakti. Even if you just salpam apiyasya dharmasya, even if you just do a little bit of it also, it gives the result. And it doesn't go in vain. But whereas karma, jnana, yoga, even if you misses one step in between, you will not get the result. Ajaraya says about farming. In the process of farming, you miss any step in between, then you don't get the desired result. But bhakti is not like that. Krishna is giving the guarantee that I will make sure that you get everything. Ananyas chindayandoma yajana paripasate. I provide them whatever they are lacking. So you don't have to worry about it. You know? So na niyamita. You know, there is no specific rules. So in the same sixth canto it comes Sanketyam Parihasyam Vyastobam Helanam. Evava. Vaikunta Nama Grihananam Ashesha Agham Haram. So Sanketyam means you take the name by assigning it to something else. You are calling something by the name, Ram. So if you're calling somebody else as Ram, so that also takes as holy name only, Sanketyam. Parihasya. Is jokingly or ridiculing somebody. Hare Rama, Hare Krishna. Means when we are going outside, people sometimes jokingly they comments. Hare Rama, Hare Krishna. Or Krishna, Krishna. Like that. Even that is also fine. Sanketyam, Parihasyam, Stobam. Means any music. You are not chanting the holy name, but somehow you are doing some kirtan or bhajan or song or usme bhi Ram hai or Krishna hai. So that also considered as chanting the holy name of the Lord. And helanam, very neglectfully or criticizing something. So it doesn't matter whatever way, but that is not the ideal situation for us to do. But we have to do very attentively. Of course, this is applicable to people, those who are not aware of the glories of the holy name and namaparad. But once you know about the namaparad and the holy name, the glories of the holy name, you are expected to follow the certain regulations. You cannot take 10 aparad about the holy name is there. Every day we chant it. So we have to be very careful about that. So, but in general, for example, here for the Ajamal pastime, we are seeing, the Acharya says that many times we have a confusion that Ajamal has done what not, means everything. Whatever we wanted to do internally, he is already done. Enjoyed the life like anything. All illicit activities, he broke all the four regulative principles. And at the end, he is going back. What a beautiful life. And we also wish to have something like that. But here, Acharya says that he was a Babi, but a Shuddha Babi. Means only he has done Papa, pure Papa. But he has not done any Aparad. So, even there we have a difficulty. So that's why Sukadeva Goswami says that Mriyamano bi Harer Nama, Grinan Putro Bajaridam, Achamulo bi Agadhama, Kimpuna, Sraddhya Grinan. So Ajamal was not aware of the glories of the holy name. Ajamal was not aware about Nama Aparad. But he was not calling the Lord. Putroba Charita. Grinan Putroba Charita. He was only calling the son. If he can get such a benediction, then what about if we are calling very sincerely the Lord directly, following all the basic principles of Harinam? So when the Sukadeva Goswami starts speaking in the second canto, means Adaprichami Samsiptin Yoginam Paramam Guru Purushasya Yatkarya Mriyamanasya Sarvada. In response to that, Sukadeva Goswami in the beginning only says that Yetavan Sankhya Yogapya Sodharma Parinishtaya Janma Labha Parapumsan Ande Narayana Smriti. Means you can get the benefit. What is the ultimate goal we are looking at? Ande Narayana Smriti. Otherwise you may have performed your Varnasrama duties perfectly. You may have done your Sankhya, Yoga and all those things perfectly. But if you fail to remember the Lord at the end of your life, then it is useless. Right? So, Niyamena Kala. Na Niyama. Means there is no specific Niyam for that. And then, Na Kala. There is no specific time. And we know the example of Gopal Guru and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Means So even while passing urine or stool, that time also you can take the holy name of the Lord. In Bali Maharaj's pastime, Mantra das tantra das chidram, desha kalarha vastudaga, sarvam kurodi nishtitram, anusankirtanam tava. Mantra das tantra das chidram, desha kala arha vastu means. Any flaws in all those things can be purified by just taking the holy name. Even your mantra, you make some mistakes in the mantra or tantra, means ritualistic processes. Mantradas, tantrajas, chidram, whatever anomalies comes in that. Desha, because for doing a sacrifice or anything, you need a pure place, means. Right. Even for deity worship, you need to clean the places very properly. Right. Like we know now, in a GV itself, means you make anything, so many dogs are moving around, rats are moving around, they can come and contaminate your place. Desha, kala, time. So generally for doing all these yagyas and other things, you need a specific time. They check out the time, means muhurta, right? Any auspicious activity you want to do, you need to have a muhurta. Desha, kala, arha. And you need a qualified people. And vastu, the ingredients also has to be very pure. But for holy name, the chanting of the holy name actually purifies all of those things. Just by remembering the Lord. Om apavitro pavitro va sarva avastam gatopi va yat smaret pundarikaksham sa bahya abhyantara shuchihi. So everything is purified. So then there is no limitation for chanting the holy names. Only problem is we have, the only problem desists us from taking the holy name is na anuragaha. We don't have the taste. We don't have attraction to the holy name of the Lord, means. And we don't take it very seriously also. So that's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came in this Kali Yuga to give that only. Krishna Vartnam, Tusha Krishnam, Sango Pangasta Parshata, Yajnai Sankirtina Praye, Yajantihi, Sumedhasaha, Sumedhasa. Intelligent people will take to this process because they understand very easily available means. You don't need to do those hardship of the previous, Hrudaya Dadhyayado Vishnum, all those things, we don't know how to do it. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is easily distributing it. Harer Nama, Harer Nama, Harer Nama Iva Kevalam, Kalo Nastevya, 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 Ghidiranyata. There is no other way. Idi Shodashakam Nam Nam Kaligal Mashanasana, Natat Paradropaya, Sarva Vedeshu, Trishyate. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very freely distributed it, the holy name. And that's how we are all the recipients of his mercy. Samaro Bhav. Prabhupada's and their Dharama is here, means how he got the name from Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and on his instruction he went out to establish ISKCON, and by that we also got this mercy that to understand the glories of the holy name. So Acharya says that in the chanting of the holy name, all other process of devotional service is already included. So when we are speaking about Sravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam, say there is that Nama, Rupa, Guna and Leela. Right. We have to Sravana, Kirtana, Smarana about Nama, Rupa, Guna and Leela. That also start with Nama only. So you have to start with the holy name. Hearing, Sravana, Smarana and then Kirtana about the holy name. So in this Kali Yuga, we have been given such a easy facility to practice bhakti. We don't need any other complicated stuff for doing, but some people need it still. That's why they don't take to bhakti. Krishna says in Gita, very at the end of the Gita, he says that manmana bhava mad bhakto madhya ji mam namaskuru. Only four things: manmana bhava, Madhbhakto, Madhyaji, Mam Namaskur. Manmana, engage your mind unto me. Means if you cannot do that, it's very challenging. Because trying to regulate the mind itself is very challenging. So you may not be able to do that. Manmana. Okay, you cannot do that. Madhbhakto. If that is challenging for you, you become at least my devotee. You know, even Krishna understand. Arjuna already told, Chanchalam Himana Krishna Pramadi Balavadridam. You know, it's very difficult to control the mind. So always remembering Krishna may be difficult. But you become a my devotee. Madhyaji. If you cannot even become my devotee, then you do worship me. At least 3 times in a day or 2 times in a day, you worship me. Even that become difficult for you, Mom, Namaskuru. At least offer dandavats. So Krishna is coming to such a, you know, like when Prabhupada, the devotees were telling initially 64 rounds. It's very difficult. Okay, 48. Negotiation. Krishna is also coming for a negotiation with us. Means at least, kusto karo, namaskuru, dandavato kar sakta. And for some, it is very difficult to even do that. You know, and it is not that, you know, Krishna is forcefully telling us to do that. He is giving us the freedom. Means, choice is yours. You know, ide chasi tata guru. So there also Krishna says that, you know, in 63, Bhagavad Gita 63, he says, idite jnanam akhyatam guhyat guhyataram maya vimarshyetat asyashena idhe chasi tata guru. You know, guhyat guhyataram. I already told guhya and guhyatara. And vimarshyetat, vimarshan. What is vimarshan means? Huh? Contemplating, critically deliberating on it. You contemplate on it. Whatever I spoke, you contemplate on it. Deliberate on it. Yathechasi tatha guru. Then you take a final call. So, Acharya says Krishna, almost Krishna is done with his Gita, but he was not satisfied. Guhyat guhyataram. Means guhya and guhyatara. Then, in the next words, 64, he speaks about Sarva guhyatamam bhuya srunume paramam vaja ishtosime dridamidi tato vakshyamite hitam. So Acharya says that, you know, after speaking the 63rd word also, Arjuna looks very bewildered, and you know, Krishna was feeling pity on him. Kya kare? Okay, I am giving you guhyatamam. Guhyat guhyataram means he already told Brahman, Paramatma and all, Gukhya Tamam, I am giving you the supermost secret. And he is giving a superlative degree, that Gukhya Tamam. Why? Ishtosime. Because you are my devotee. So people ask, you know, Krishna is speaking, I am giving you this most confidential secret, but it is very open. What about the secrecy? So there is a code also in that. You know, even though it has been very open, but ishtosimi, unless and until you have a loving relationship with the Krishna, it is not accessible. There is password is there. Just like, you know, you get a laptop or iPad of anybody, his entire bank balance, bank password and everything is there. But what you need is, you need either the fingerprint or is the code. Then only you can enter and access all those treasures. You know. So Gita, Krishna is telling, Manmanabho Madbhakto Madhyaji Manamaskuru. And by the mercy of Prabhupada, we are getting this opportunity. All these 4 items can be done in the environment or the community given by Prabhupada in ISKCON. And we are sitting here in such a beautiful environment, able to discuss Bhagavadam, daily Bhagavadam, and chanting. What else we need? So only thing is, we need to take step from our side, that, you know, na anuraga. You may not have the taste. But Rupa Goswami says, syat Krishna nama sitapi avidya. You know, pitto patapta rasanasya na rojikana. Kintu adarat anudinam kalusayeva jushta. Sado kramena bhavadi tadangri. What? Mula. Tadgada Mulahandri. Syat Krishna Nama Charitati. Sorry, Syat Krishna Nama Charitati Sitapya Vidya. So you may not have the taste for the holy name because of the avidya. And Prabhupada gives pittopatapta rasanasya na rochikanava. Why we don't have the taste? Because of the jaundice of avidya. Just like for the jaundice, the candy, sugar candy is the medicine. In the beginning it may be bitter only, but you have to keep taking it. Kintu adarat. Adarat means with a careful attitude. Very respectfully we have to take. Anudinam, every day. Kalusa eva jushta. Eva, that is the only solution. Whether you have taste for it or you like it or not, you have to forcefully take that medicine of Harinam. Then you can get out of all this other avidya and all the problems will be get sorted out. Okay. So we should be grateful to our acharyas and especially to Prabhupada and our, you know, Maharaj has given such a wonderful association of devotees and facilities to practice this bhakti. So Maharaj says, Radhana Swami Maharaj says that bhakti, one of the most important aspects of bhakti, bhakti can only grow, the bhakti like the beach. The seed can only sprout where you have a grateful heart. If you are not grateful, how do you show your gratitude? By reciprocating with whatever instructions they are given. So let us pray to Radha Vrindavan Vairi that they give us the strength and ability to practice whatever they are, you know, instructed us already. Very simple. Chant holy name of the Lord. Do devotional service, cooperating with each other. That is, that life is done with that. And especially when we, in the Varaha Purana, so Bhagavatam says, Ante Narayana Smriti. Sometimes people have the feeling that, many times you see the devotees are also come into coma and other stages. Means, if I don't remember, so Bhumi Devi asked Varadev this question, means, what to do in that, So he says that, Sthideya Manasi Sustaste Sarire Yadivo Nara. When your mind, body and all elements are in perfect condition and you, Sthadu Samye Sthiram Smartya Vishcharupam Mamajam, you remember me. If a person, when he has his, all the faculties are working perfectly, mind, body and all the elements are working perfectly and he keep remembering me, then Tadastam Riyamanasya Kashta Pashana Sannido Aham Smarami Madbhakta Nayami Paramam Gadi. So when we have everything perfectly situated, we are taking Krishna's holy name and doing devotional service very sincerely. At the fag end of our life, we don't know what will be our conditions, whether we will be able to sit and chant or even read or hear. That's why Kulashekhar Maharaj says, Krishna Tudiya Pankta Pankaja Panjarantam Advaidame Vishadu Manas Rajahamsam Prana Prayana Samaye Kapapada Bitte Kandhavarodana Vidho Smaranam Kuda. So how can I remember you? Means at that old age, I may be totally imbalanced Vada, Kapha and Pitta. I will not be able to even spell out your name properly. But Krishna is giving the guarantee. Varadev is giving the guarantee. Aham Smarami Madbhakta. I will remember. But condition is you should remember him when you have the ability to do that. Okay. Hare Krishna. Jai Sri Prabhupada ki. Any questions or comments? Jai Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Sri Prabhupada ki. Huh? Oh, sorry.
Have time, no?
It's already 9:10. If anybody want to leave, they can leave. You can ask.
No, thank you very much, Vasudev Prabhu, for all the glories and of the power of holy name and all. So I was just thinking about the children. When we tell them to sit and chant, you know. Now it's very natural. We as adults find it so difficult. So they say that it's very boring. So that means we are giving them an experience which is boring. So they should not see this as a punishment. And when they go out, it should not be seen in a negative way as an aparad. Like what we say, ninth offense. You know, if you don't have faith, then you know, you only create negativity. So some activities, you know, children, they will accept. But sitting and chanting, which is part of our curriculum, like, you know, just for half an hour you sit and which so what is your call on that, that we as adults find it difficult, so what to speak about children?
Don't have much experience dealing with the children, but definitely I see in the temple hall they have difficulty in doing that, and even others become difficult when they are started chanting, others start leaving the temple hall. So maybe you can check with the devotees, you know, who actually, you know, brought up their children and they are still chanting. They may be the best way, you know, because I never thought about, you know, it may be boring to the children. How do we engage them? But there are many devotees who has brought up their children and they are still chanting and practicing devotional service from, they started very young age. So what environment they have given, you should check with them. Even though Bhagavatam says Kaumara Acharet, early. But there is a lot of distractions available now, means. So the best way is to understand it is from those who have already done it. So you can ask them how they presented the holy name to them, you know, in such a way that they don't feel that in it is a punishment. Yes, many of the devotees, children's, no, I know that, and even heard from Maharaj also that Gurukul boys and everybody, they felt they are interested in kirtan, doing kirtan. But personal japa comes, they becomes that, you know, it is, they have some resistance. Maybe as you rightly pointed out, they're feeling it is a punishment many times they felt. So maybe that is not the good mood to have that chanting. So how to overcome, maybe you have to discuss with the those who are already brought up the children in that way. Check it out. Okay. Hare Krishna. Jai. Shri Prabhupada ki jai.